Welcome to Sleeping Sloth, and the time is 1:58 a.m. Today, it's been a few weeks, I think it's been 2 weeks since I last did a blog, and it's not because of anything other than changes that have been happening and experiences that I've been in itself and sort of trying my best to be a part of and not be distracted by recordings and so on. But I'm back, and today I wanted to talk about goals, being mindful of your goals and how they might make changes in your life or impact people in your life and what that means. A lot of this comes from my personal experience. I have gone through many different career paths. Apart from raising children, I've started within the health industry and made my way into office admin and owning a practice of my own. I'm raising children and now focusing on my work as an artist and specifically as a writer. And what I found was that before I started exploring my mindful practice of happiness, of searching for ways to find happiness within myself, I didn't recognize that some of the unhappiness I felt were a result of goals I had not accomplished. And when I say had not accomplished, as in things that I wanted to do, but I convinced myself were not important to me, when in fact they were. This year, at the age of 37, I completed my bachelor's degree. Mind you, I had started university in my 20s, and due to other circumstances, I didn't complete my degree, and out of rebellion and stubbornness, I fought against the system and decided that I wouldn't be a part of it because it didn't make sense. But as I got older, I realized in my thinking about why I was unhappy in my life, I realized there were things that I had wanted to do and I had convinced myself that they weren't important at all. And one of those things was my degree. And so 3 years ago, I made a decision, rather than thinking about it, to simply sit down and fill in an application. What I wasn't mindful of in that time when I filled in was how my decision to take this path at an older age would impact those within my family who were used to me placing majority of my attention on them. And that included my children and my partner. It was a goal that I thought about it in the sense of time. I knew that in 3 years I would look back on this time and think, I wish I had just done it. And what I found was that whilst I could have done it years ago and my path would have been different, that now, at that 3 years ago, felt like the perfect time. It was stopping with the hesitation and really just doing. And then if it didn't work out, I would have put in my best rather than overthinking it and wondering continuously. And so I took the step and I began my journey to completing my degree. It was difficult. It was hard. I have to say, at some points, I didn't always feel a massive amount of support, but at the same time, I also failed to recognize what these new changes meant to my family and what ideas and thoughts they might have had towards my accomplishing these goals. I studied continuously, even through the summer, because I knew that I only had so much in me and thus would not be able to continuously study for 4 years. But if I could find the last bit of strength that I had within me, I would put the extra year, the fourth year, in the summer holidays and do the summer programs, which I did. And this year, May, I turned in my last paper, and it was the most interesting feeling when I focused on the experience of going through the course of study and the hours lost, and yet the accomplishment gained. Turning in my last paper was not the feeling that I expected. It really felt surreal, the idea that I had gained more information. And what I discovered from what I didn't know in my younger years was that the experience of higher education, which I always believed had to do with this paper, this thing that governed everything you did, really was not what I thought it was, but actually more. I gained more information and more knowledge and insight in areas I never would have considered looking into, despite my passion towards writing or my passion towards film. There were just things and, I guess, more new knowledge that someone else had gained and was sharing with me that I never would have had I not taken the opportunity to go to back to university. I always wondered if the reason I went back at first was for family reasons or cultural reasons or status. But when I look back now, I realise that it was something that was really just for me. It was something I wanted just as much as all the other passions that I had. And I had used a lot of excuses as to why I couldn't accomplish this particular goal, such as children, family, time. But in fact, I recognize now that when there's a goal, something that you feel passionate about, that you want to do, it is always possible to find a goal, find a way to accomplish this goal, to find the time to reach those goals. And I think, yes, in the end, there will be some things that will be sacrificed, and it can be part of your relationship and part of your family life. But I feel that all of that can be forgiven over time. And if you've got a family unit that can be supportive and understanding, then it makes the journey even more easier for you to accomplish. But there's always somewhere for you to find time, especially if it's something that is dear to you. Because what I realized looking back now is that this is something I would have regretted for a long time. It was something that I felt was important to me and something that I felt I should have completed. And so I went back. And as I look back mindfully on the experience, I think one of the most happiest times and when it really set in for me was taking the opportunity to attend my graduation. And for some people, this is not the important bit for them, but I felt like this was an experience that I wanted to have. And I wanted to feel and be a part of, because I do feel that it is also somewhat a rite of passage. It is an introduction into almost a secret society in a way, of a group of people who have gone deeper within their passion, gone deeper and found new and interesting things about themselves and the way that their brain works and the way that they think. And being there in the presence of all those other graduates and knowing that they too had difficulties and hard nights and difficult experiences but also joy and happiness in learning and reaching the end of their accomplishment was something that I really look on now, and I'm absolutely happy I had an opportunity to attend and would do it again and again and again if I have that opportunity. I did find that it was something that was also private to me, and I shared with people close to me what I was doing and what I was on a path to trying to accomplish, because I knew that this was not something that I would have been able to do by myself at this age, and that I would need all the support that I needed to complete it, especially if I reached a point of difficulty. And so for me, meditating on the idea of reaching goals, be it graduating or taking an opportunity to go back to school and continue education or starting a business or writing a book or just doing something that you feel passionate about, but you're too frightened to take an opportunity and experience it, or you're worried of what others might think or how it's going to impact others in your life, I would say think about it, express those concerns with those around you that you're concerned with, but still, if it is something that I think that is important to you, that will not bring physical harm to yourself or those around you that are close to you, then take that leap, because there will be a time, I feel, where there might be some regrets. And I don't say this for everything, but there are a few things in your life that you will have regrets about that require you to be selfish to do because it is something that is only important to you and not everyone else. And I think when I think of it mindfully and I think about all those things, sometimes I do feel that it's important to be a little selfish to accomplish goals that are also important to you, because they will bring you happiness. And in that, you can extend more happiness to others. You can inspire other people to try and reach those goals, because all the individuals around you that you are concerned about are accomplishing all the things that they wish to. It might not be one that is similar to your goals, but they are accomplishing those goals. And so it's important that you take something that is important to you and you try at least one and try and reach those goals. And look on the experience, take it step by step. Be in the moment, feel every moment of it, and when you get to the end, Treat yourself, be happy, be excited about it. Remember the difficult times, the hard times, but also remember everything that you've learned in that process, and then celebrate it, because it should be celebrated, and you should not feel bad about celebrating those goals that you've worked hard to accomplish. So I think what I'm trying to express and say is that there are many of us out there that are listening at the moment, who have things that they want to do, who have goals that they like to do, whether they're in a family unit or living as single individuals. And we think about it, but it holds us back out of fear or out of worry and concern of what others might think, or the fact that we think we cannot do it. But remember that when you are accomplishing something, when you're trying to do something, you are going in without the knowledge, and the idea is to gain the knowledge. So yes, it's okay, and it will be difficult, and you won't understand, and you might make mistakes along the way, but you will learn and you will add. And in a few years, when you get to the end of the goal, you will look back and you will see how different you are, and you'll see how different you thought of yourself in thinking that you couldn't do something, and it was not because you couldn't do it, but because you feared that you wouldn't be able to complete it. So take those opportunities, take those steps. If you want to go back to school, go back to school. And if being a full-time student is too hard, then start part-time. Start with one subject and build on it. If there's a business that you're trying to think of starting, then start. Start small if you have to. Don't hold yourself back. It doesn't always have to be the lavish, big overspend, but start small and try and give it a go. And whatever you learn from that experience, if it doesn't go the way that you do, take that information, take a breath, step back, reevaluate. And if it's still important to you, have another go. For me, this was my second opportunity in trying to complete my degree, and I accomplished it on the second go. I had a difficult time on the first, and then I finished on the second. So please do, and share it with those people who are understanding, who are supportive. Share those ideas and those goals that you want to reach. Share them with people who you know will support you, not ones that you know might doubt your ability. It's not your job to convince them, but rather this is something you're going to do and you want to do. And so you need people who are behind you, because there will be times when you run into a difficult patch and you need to be able to go to them, and so that they can give you the extra push that you need, or at least lend an ear when you need it. So take this moment to sit, meditate, think about your life, think about things in your life. If you're happy where you are, that's fine. But if there is something that you've wanted to do and something that you wanted to accomplish or even try, knowing that it may not bring any harm, bodily harm to you or those around you, take the first step and go out there and try.